All right, folks,
I'm back. It is April 8th, 2020, and we have some new cue drops, so I thought that I would spend a few minutes going over some of the information. These are really, really pretty straightforward. They're pretty easy to understand, but it may be relatively new information for some of you, and I want to make sure it was covered appropriately. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into this. Now, when we left off, it was March 28th. You'll see over here on the far side, it was drop 3908 was our last one that we'd received. And it was actually at 1:22:45 p.m. Eastern Time, or Trump Time. And all we were given was the American flag. And that was on the 28th. Now, there's a lot that's happened in the last 10-plus days. But here we are. And this morning, we received our 3909, 10, 11, 12, and 13. And we'll cover all of those in this video real quick. But at 10:02:45... this morning, again, Trump time, we received 3909, which reads simply, read in order. And then there are three articles that are listed here. Now, the first article is from Breitbart, and it is referring to the GOP gears up for the next relief fight. Democrats, quote, want the federal government to take over elections. Okay, and that was a post as of the 6th, so 2 days ago, by Hannah Blue with Breitbart. You don't even have to read their article to know exactly where that one is going. The next article that was in there was from Fox News, and it was published yesterday, saying, coronavirus and elections, Democrats doing this to gain political edge. And again, another conversation about how they're attempting to use the coronavirus as an excuse for them to do mail order and do control and various things of the election process come fall, and they're testing this. And then the third element here that was in 3909 is this top tweet from Donald Trump himself saying, and this was at 7:20 this morning, it would have been 8:20 his time, and it simply says, Republicans should fight very hard when it comes to statewide mail-in voting. Democrats are clamoring for it. Tremendous potential for voter fraud, and for whatever reason, doesn't work out well for Republicans. And so that is very obvious. And if you've been watching any of the White House briefings, you know that it has been a serious issue where they keep asking, you know, there's no way it's going to be safe for us to go publicly and to vote. And Trump keeps saying, yes, there will be. And then they're saying, well, are you going to delay the vote? And he says, no, there will be no delay. And then they turn around and say, well, you know, constitutionally, you can't delay the vote. And he's like, I'm not trying to delay the vote. I mean, the American people are going to show up and they're going to vote. And he keeps reminding everybody about mail-in fraud and the legitimacy of all this. And then now we have Q coming in and giving us these three items, reminding us that what the Democrats want right now is another answer to how to get Trump out of office. And everything else so far obviously has failed. So the post continues, the drop continues with the following questions. Why did WHO, meaning the World Health Organization, make several strong recommendations not to impose a travel ban? Well, I mean, the most obvious, nefarious reason would be so that people would contaminate the rest of the planet with what started in Wuhan, China. Then the second question is, why did select Democratic governors ban the use of hydroxychloroquine? Well, think about that. I mean, they were literally, I mean, it's not just they don't know if it's tested and they don't want you using it. They were literally banning it from being used in their states and saying that you could not prescribe this medicine in their states. And it doesn't make any sense. Okay, I mean, all the findings have been very clear. So the next question is, why does fake news push anti-hydroxychloroquine fear tactics regarding the use? And it's huge. I mean, and again, this is something that if you're watching the briefings, you're seeing it on a daily basis live. The media are just going crazy over this concept of how can you push this drug out there when it hasn't been tested. It has been tested. It's been tested for over 60 years as an anti-malaria drug, and it's one of the most commonly prescribed medicines for people with lupus. And there's a connection in there. Outside of all of the Q-drops and everything else that's going on here, one of the issues that's being brought up in the media particularly is that there's a disproportionate number of folks that are coming down with a virus. And it apparently appears to be mostly African American. And now, for those of you who don't know, the other thing that's connecting with this is that African Americans seem to be more susceptible to lupus. And what they're finding is that doctors who treat patients with lupus have been using the hydroxychloroquine and other combinations with it in order to take care of the lupus issues. And so there's a connecting point that goes on here. If the African-American public is getting lupus easier than others, they tend to be more susceptible to it, that would also explain if there's a connecting point with the effects that cause lupus may be similar to the effects that are causing the coronavirus to be contagious for people. And what they're finding is they treat lupus with this hydroxychloroquine in mixtures. And it's been successful. There are doctors that have even gone on the record at this point on several media shows indicating that their patients have been given this for, you know, generations at this point, and they've been incredibly, you know, connected and successful. And on top of that, they're finding that so far they have not found anyone who it's a direct point. No one who has been taking the hydroxychloroquine for lupus has come down with the coronavirus, which implies that because they've been medicated for the lupus, the medication they're using for that has had success in keeping them from being affected by coronavirus. But fake news wants to say that this is an untried tactic to go with. And why would they be creating a fear in this? Could it possibly be because they don't want anything to be successful for Trump, and they want this viral epidemic, this pandemic, to go on long term? So they definitely want it to extend into the fall, and they want it to extend as close to the election as they possibly can, because one, they want it to continue to affect the market, and two, they want it to look as if it's Trump's fault, and because they're running out of other options. So the Q drop continues, and it says, "Why was impeachment pushed through the House fast? Did they count on Republicans blocking new witnesses?" Okay, so they push it through, hoping to get to their end. They get stonewalled. Nothing happened. Time sensitive? Why? Why was it important that it happened when it happened? Did they know what was coming? Did they know what was ahead? And then when did Biden become the front runner? Okay, now in this case, it was spring last year that it began to build. Why was this critically important? Okay, well, it has a lot to do with what happened directly after. And directly after Biden became the known front runner, or the assumed front runner, was the whole issue with the phone call, the famous phone call, and which led into the whole impeachment hearing. And so who benefits the most from all of this happening? Okay, the Democrats benefit by trying to tarnish Trump's position. They tried to tarnish it last year with the impeachment. Before that, they tried to tarnish it with the Russia collusion. And now their next game is by using this virus to somehow target the economy and hoping that it will flush into the fall. Okay? Now, they are at the point now that this Q drop makes this comment. Everything is at stake. Okay? Now, the everything at stake that it's referring to here is everything. And to the point, they're willing to do anything that they can do. They've been willing to not let people take a drug that would fix their issues. They would rather see people die on the streets or die in the hospitals, see large death numbers, then see Trump win. It's that bad. Yes, everything is at stake, so no lives are spared. When everything else failed, do you attempt to cheat? And this is where we've gotten to. We're at the point where we're going to try to cheat on the election at this point. So, welcome to the Democratic People's Republic of China Party. The silent war continues. 6+. Now, the 6+ part, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of different interpretation as to what exactly that will mean. That could be referring to a number of things. We'll get back to that on a future date. I don't want to speculate about that right now. But this is giving us some clear indication. We have heard nothing from Q in 10 days. We've had the bulk of the whole virus thing go rampant within these last 10 days, and all of this stuff and all the rumors and speculations of all this stuff has come up. And now Q finally comes out and says, yep, you can't trust the WHO. Now, what happened yesterday regarding the WHO? Trump came out and said, we're going to cut off that funding. Right? And we're going to investigate what's going on. And Q is letting us know why Trump would go to that extreme. Because there are people out there, especially the media, that will go, this is crazy. Why is he doing this? He's going to destroy it all. And in reality, no, that's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is there's going to be a proper investigation about the World Health Organization, and the truth is going to come out. Now, the next post happened literally like 14 minutes later, 13 minutes later, 3910, and it has this quote. Okay, John is a dedicated prosecutor, meaning John Durham, who sees things in absolute terms. So that's James Pickerton, a former chief assistant U.S. attorney who hired Durham in the Connecticut office in the 1980s. Pickerton said Durham relied on a, quote, good versus evil vision of the world while overseeing the probe of former governor John Rowland. Okay, so we know that quote is there, and it's given the title Silent War is the title of the image. And then we have a National Review article that is attached, which is this article here. Get rid of that. Which was back from November of last year. National Review published an article saying the last trusted prosecutor in Washington. And folks, we introduced for you, those of you that are not familiar with his face, Special Prosecutor John Durham. And he is legendary in digging into how the intelligence probe got started, okay? So there's that article that is attached. Then there was a BBC News article that was also referenced in that same drop from August of 2009, okay? August of 2009, there was a profile on John Durham that said, John Durham, the prosecutor tasked with investigating whether CIA officers or contractors broke laws while interrogating terrorism suspects overseas, is known as publicity shy, but dogged and successful. Okay, so John Durham has a long, over decade at least, reference in the news for being the bulldog that goes in and takes care of the real investigating that needs to take place. Okay. So the Q team decided to give us those two drops as a reminder, okay, of who is going through all this and who's prosecuting. And it's very important that you understand, he is a prosecutor. He is not just an investigator or a researcher. He doesn't just investigate things, he prosecutes. He has the power to do that. Okay, then we have 3911. Which came in about 20 minutes after the John Durham comment, which simply says, have you ever witnessed the media, Hollywood, full Democratic Party, fake leaders, fake media, etc., push so much hatred towards a sitting U.S. president? Okay? And I know within my lifetime, and I'm 50 years old, I know within my lifetime, I have never seen such hatred, such negativity, such disrespect in the press pool, in television media in general, I've never seen this type of a pushback against a president in my lifetime. And my parents can say the same thing. And I would assume that there are grandparents out there that could say the same thing. I've never seen this much hatred publicly displayed in his face. In his face. As there has been with Trump. It's amazing. And yet, look at all the things that are still getting done. But then it goes on, it says, why are division tactics necessary? Okay, why do they need to promote to you there needs to be a split? Okay, why does there need to be a black and white, meaning polar opposites in the things that happen? Okay, why does it need to be so obvious? Well, Q goes on and asks, is it coordinated? Okay, and then define propaganda. Okay, propaganda is literally that. It's the organized attempt to misrepresent, to mislead the public. Okay? And so they literally want the public to be completely naive to the reality of what's propaganda. And then we're reminded again in this post of the statement, infiltration instead of invasion. Okay, we've had this fear for a long time that we were going to be invaded, attacked, and that's one of the other things that the Democratic Party would have you believe, is that we're going to be attacked from some outside enemy. And you'll notice President Trump mentions the invisible enemy. This is not an enemy from another country. This is an enemy that you don't see coming in, because they're not coming in from somewhere else. They're already here. Okay, an infiltration instead of invasion. And the enemy you don't see coming is the enemy that is already among you. And Q is reminding us of that. And then it says they will stop at nothing to regain power. Okay, then within that same minute, we're given drop 3912, which simply says, read and discern for yourself. And this is where I have to say, this is vitally important. Everybody understand that one of the big things about Q that the media intentionally mislead you on is this idea that everybody is just following like sheep into this thing. No. Q has never come out and directly said, this is exactly what's going to happen. This is exactly what needs to happen. This is exactly what you should do. This is exactly what you should believe. And all that. Q doesn't do that. Okay? Despite what the media tells you that Q does not do that. Q says, read and discern for yourself. Q will post information, have you read the articles that are there, and allow you to come up with your own conclusions. Do your own research, find out what's going on, and that way you're educated. And then we have, as a result of this, we end up with this last drop here, and I'm going to have to move it up a little bit so that you can see it. And this is 3913, okay? And it simply says, it has a Twitter link as well, which is this link. Okay, sent by Chris Berg, okay, of POV Now. And it has a video on there. Watching the video isn't so important as the tag that's here. Okay? Minnesota Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen said that he received... gotta get that out of the way. Dadgummit. He received a... Well, it's going to freeze up on me. I apologize. He received a 7-page document telling him that the World Health, that the Minnesota Health Department had indicated, and I've seen the document itself, said that they were to issue death certificates with a diagnosis of COVID-19 as the death for anyone who actually died of anything. Here it is. Okay, said that he received a 7-page document from Minnesota Health to fill out death certificates with a diagnosis of COVID-19, whether the person actually died from COVID-19 or not. Okay, and it is a 7-page document. I have read through it myself. So why is Minnesota inflating the COVID-19 death numbers? Well, we already know Minnesota is largely being overrun at this point with... a refugee issue. Okay, we know that they are being run by Democratic leadership. They this is the home where the vast majority of the refugees have come in of Muslim descent. They were moved in there under the Obama administration and have just infiltrated so many areas. And Minnesota has been kind of the ground zero of this whole thing. And but again, they want to inflate these death numbers as high as they possibly can in all of this, in hopes of what? Well, in hopes of continuing on the threat. Now, one of the areas that's in there that's important, that obviously I just covered, is this idea that they love nothing more than to either extend the pandemic to the point that it closes the entire nation down, at least to the level it is now, if not worse. They would love to see the death numbers increase. That would be even better, and have it spread throughout more cities. All of which to do two things. Again, try to affect this fall's election, and long term, and I've sent out a post already about this one. Long term, they would like to see us have a vaccine that comes into place. And in the vaccine, and have everybody go through this vaccine. There's plenty of videos that are beginning to circulate of Bill Gates and others that would love to see everybody get the shot. Okay, everybody gets this vaccine, and then have daily checks on whether you're clear or not. And I'm not going to get into the ramifications of that, both economically as well as Big Brother. And if you want to get into the spiritual realm, you're really talking about the kind of stuff that begins to make people go, okay, maybe we're approaching the mark that's referred to in John's Revelation. I'm not even going to go into all of those kind of areas. I'm just going to touch off right now on getting us into November. Everything that they've done for the last 4 years has been to try and vilify and take out Trump before he got into office, after he got into office, and last year they were working on the impeachment content. They finished that up in January, by the way, during the time when this virus is hitting and they're not getting anywhere. You know, and it's crazy. So you've got all that going on. Now we've got the virus. The economy hits this mark. And like Rush Limbaugh said, you had 35% drop in the market. You have large chunks of the nation shut down. And all these cases of deaths and contaminations and things of that nature going on, and all of that took our economy back to where Obama left us when Trump took office. We are economically sitting right now, actually a little bit above where Obama actually had us when he left the office. The media doesn't want to cover that. Okay, we're all panicked about the shape of the economy. Technically, the economy is actually better still than it was when Obama left it. So all of the growth that we've had, yes, we've lost a great deal of growth, but all that growth that we've had, that all of this has consumed in the last 2 months or so, has been the additional growth since Trump has come into office. So it'll return again. It will bounce back up and it will increase. And I do believe that we'll be as strong as we were, if not stronger. I think there'll be many things that will happen, but you have to go through this darkness in order to get through to the end of the tunnel. And I will use that phrase like many others are using right now. We are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. We are approaching the end of the tunnel, and we're going to get there. But since all of that isn't working, okay, the economy's not dropping to the rate they wanted to see it to do. You have to remember, these people wanted an economic collapse. They spoke of that 2-3 years ago. They would love to see an economic collapse. Anything, meaning they'd love to see people out of work. They'd love to see people dead. They'd love to see us crippled by under the weight of other nations. They would love to see all of that take place in order for Trump to be made to look bad. That's how serious this is, okay? And it doesn't matter how many people die. It doesn't matter how many people starve to death. It doesn't matter who's controlling what, okay? It's a global agenda. It's not an American agenda. And since all of that is failing, now their shot is, well, we'll take this pandemic and maybe we can turn it into something where we can take federal control over the election process, and we'll go back to mail order, or we'll do some kind of an online version or whatever. Anything to keep people from standing in lines, okay, which means that they'll actually get in there and they'll register their actual vote. Anything we can do to create a deception area, anything we can do to manipulate it, because mail-in ballots, I mean, seriously, think about it. If you mail it in, there's nothing that says, I myself filled this out, put it in the envelope, and what you're receiving into your hands is what I created. There's too many steps in the middle of that process to happen. There's too many mistakes that can take place. And they know this. It's too easy for stacks of mail to not make it to their location or not make it on time. It's too easy to have somebody in a room with a stack of mail-in ballots and they're just filling them out or hand-carrying them in. You add on top of that this new panic that the U.S. Postal Service is going to go bankrupt by June, which is a fear that we've been told for a couple of decades now that could happen. But think about it. If the Postal Service fails, that would give them a reason why mail-in ballots can't make it to where they were supposed to, or they get lost, or they get redirected, or whatever. Okay, they get damaged. Or worse, they don't get mail by that system, so instead they have to go through FedEx, UPS, DHL, whatever. They have to go through all these different services in order to get to where they're going to get. And again, the more hands that can get between you filling out that ballot and the final location, the more hands they can get in changed into that, the more happy they become, because the more likelihood there is that something's going to go crazy, something's going to be mischecked, or something's going to get ripped, or something's going to get lost, or there's going to be a reinterpretation of what it means or what you posted, and there's all those possibilities just in the mail-in part of it alone. You go digital, then you have the ability to hack it, manipulate it, all those kind of things. There's too many places for it to go wrong. And because of that, and because you can't watch them all at all times in every moment and correct everything that goes wrong, voter fraud is very likely and encouraged by the mail-in system. Okay? And they know this. And if they can take federal, I mean, think about it, federal control. Really? Mm-mm. No. Now, the only way you guarantee that your vote is counted the way that it should be counted is if your pudgy little body physically goes into the booth and checks off the box, puts it in, and you send it or you slip it through the machine yourself so that it's counted at that point. That's the only way. Face-to-face communication with the machine and making sure that it's there so that nobody else touches your ballot before it's submitted. That's the only way to guarantee it. Only way to guarantee that your vote actually gets counted appropriately. And they know that. So if they could push the panic of this as far back as they possibly can. I mean, they already are at the point now where they're trying to push special elections back as far as they possibly can in hopes that fewer people will show up to vote. Confusion over when they are supposed to vote, and so therefore they don't show up at the right place at the right date. Okay, that's another thing. Oh, I thought he had been moved to this. No, he had been moved to this. Well, I didn't know when it was, so I didn't bother to vote. They would love to have that, see? They would love to have people not show up at all. And yet, ironically, there'll be a record number of Democrats that'll vote. Right? You catch where that goes. They're going to somehow find their way there. They're going to somehow know the date that it happens. They're going to have a face-to-face ability to do it. Somebody's going to hand-carry a mail-in ballot to them. Hey, here, let me make sure that it's taken care of for you. Okay? All things that we not only know could happen, but we've seen happen in the past. In fact, in the last few elections, we've seen it happen. There's video evidence of it happening. So, this is what they would love to do. They're going to manipulate the system in some way. And they keep, again, making references to things like, well, you know, President Trump, are you going to push the national election back? No, I'm not going to touch it. It's still going to be November 3rd or whatever it is. I think it's November 3rd. And then they come back, even though he said, never once has he said, we're thinking about pushing anything. He didn't want to push anything back. Then they come around and go, well, you know, you don't have the constitutional right to push it. I'm not trying to push it back. So they would love to mislead the public and have them believe that Trump wants to delay it, or Trump wants to freeze it, or Trump wants to take over and become a monarch, or whatever they want. They would love to have you believe. And they would love to have a lot of dead people on the streets. And they would love to point their finger at President Trump and say, it's his fault. And they are doing that right now with the checks. If you haven't received your check yet, the complaint that they're giving, well, we still haven't seen the checks go out. Well, maybe part of the reason why you haven't seen the checks go out is because Nancy didn't sign off on the bill to get the checks sent out until about 10 or 12 days after it had already been finished. Oh, but we're going to ignore all that. We're just going to assume that it's Trump's fault, that the checks aren't going to be on time. Or we're going to use two-week-old data about hospitals not having the equipment that they need because it looks bad. It's not real. It's not accurate, but it looks bad. And people are going to hear that and they're going to believe it because they are sheep. You've got to stay educated. You've got to stay up with it. And I hear people talk about how, you know, they quote the news and I go, well, did you watch the briefing? Well, no, I don't watch the briefing. Well, then you don't know what's really going on. You don't have a clue. So here we are. But Q is just confirming the same stuff that we've been going over, okay? And it seems like I took a tangent. I didn't. Okay, so all of that is said to finish off the latest drop, okay? The 39-13. And the very last thing that's in there past the Twitter post is, what is the primary benefit to keep the public in mass hysteria regarding COVID-19? Think voting. And then Q just simply asks, are you awake yet? If you haven't woken up through all of this, you're not going to. And if you've got friends or family that have not figured it out yet, they're not going to. It's very obvious, and it's just gonna get more obvious, but it's also gonna get worse. And I haven't even touched off on the spiritual end of all of this. That's for a future date. But for now, God bless and know that where we go is one, we go all.